This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Dude, there's nothing like the crescendo of getting through an entire...
The crescendo. It's not a podcast, it's a symphony. All right, here we go. 3, 2...
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, June 1st, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY.
TBOY.
Because goodbye May. Hello, June.
Hello, Jack. Is Mercury still in retrograde?
I don't know.
Let's round up. We'll say it is. First story, what do we got?
The Jonas Brothers just launched a new startup.
Text message is the new Instagram.
For our second story, iRobot just unveiled enough new cleaning features to the Roomba robot vacuum to actually impress your cat.
It's about the Roomba brain, not the Roomba body.
For our third and final story, Top Gun.
Maverick.
Top Gun just destroyed Memorial Day weekend box office records like a MiG-28.
We got a new thing. The big screen business model.
Welcome to the danger zone. Oh, yeah, it's not welcome.
No, it's not.
Before we hit that wonderful mix on there.
Just a perfect mix for a new month. Let's roll with it.
Your classic family vacation. What is
classic family vacation. Jack, you go to Paris, you're visiting the Louvre Museum. It seems beautiful.
I've never done it, but it's on my bucket list because I want to catch a glimpse of the Mona Lisa.
You want to see the Mona Lisa, and maybe you did this weekend until, boom, what happened?
Someone threw a cake onto the Mona Lisa.
Okay, we repeat, someone just pied the most famous painting on planet Earth.
It's like an extreme episode of Great British Baking Show live in Paris.
Yeah, it's like Mary Berry went ballistic.
Someone tried to turn a masterpiece into a magnolia cupcake.
For a moment, Leonardo's great work was actually cake.
It's like Mrs. Doubtfire. She dunks her face into the lemon meringue and goes, hello!
Hello!
Now, apparently, this was an attempt by an activist to raise awareness for climate change,
but done with an absolutely horrible plan and execution.
Fortunately, Mona Lisa is protected. She's behind glass.
The frosting didn't touch the paint.
And now the culprit's behind bars.
But besties and yetis, Jack and I jumped in T-boy style. Turns out the Mona Lisa isn't just a painting. It's a target.
The Mona Lisa has been attacked more than any canvas on Earth's history.
Jack, let's go back to 1911. Some Italian dude who worked at the museum stole the painting.
In 1956, a tourist tossed acid on it.
A year later, someone threw a rock at the Mona Lisa.
In 74, a lady tried to spray paint that painting.
And 10 years ago, someone threw coffee on the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa's been plunked more times than A-Rod.
She's like Evander Holyfield, but she's up against the museum ropes.
But that's why the Mona Lisa is still smiling, Nick.
Oh, yeah, she's still standing. She's invincible. She's cake-proof.
Let's not vandalize our three stories.
Let's go, baby.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, making a debut on the podcast, the Jonas Brothers are tired of Apple and Instagram owning their relationships.
So their new startup, it's going to text you directly.
Jack, greatest products ever produced by the state of New Jersey, Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
Many would say it's Frank Sinatra, Bruce Springsteen, and John Bon Jovi.
No, they wouldn't. They're wrong. I have an answer right here for you.
What about Snooki, the fade haircut, and Taylor Hamner?
Okay, this is going to be a competition. We have to let the Bessies and the Yetis settle this one out. They have to settle this one out, Jack.
Yetis, the Jonas Brothers. They've won like 75 major musical awards.
Yeah, Jack and I jumped in T-Boy style. Most of them are teen choice. Zero of them are Grammys. Still working on that one.
They started out on the Disney Channel. And now this tripod of brothers is merging Hollywood with Silicon Valley by launching a startup called Scriber.
Scriber, new Jonas Brothers startup. Here's the deal. Celebs will charge fans for exclusive content. Not that original.
But that exclusive content, which is premium, you have to pay for it, it's not accessible on like an app or a website like it usually is.
This is what's different.
It's accessible only by text message.
Only by text. And here's how this goes down. You'll text the word go to the Jonas Brothers phone number, and then you'll end up paying them $5 a month. Totally fair.
And for that $5 a month, out of nowhere, in the middle of the day, ding,
there you go.
Your phone gets a text message, and it's from the cuter Jonas Brothers.
Jack, I'm looking right now. I have an a cappella version of Leave Before You Love Me sung in the Jonas Brothers living room.
That's the kind of premium content you'll get directly from the Jonas Brothers via text message, like you're the fourth Jonas Brother.
Oh, one more, Jack. They're selling an exclusive promise ring for $50, but only to fans on text.
Now, Scriber's not the first to do this, by the way.
Good point, Jack. Other startups, Subtext and Community, they let creators text fans directly too.
But out of all the forms of media, Nick, text messages have been the most intimate one.
Besties, Yetis, text is the most direct digital communication out of everything in media. And it's the one that you happen to check the most frequently.
And text or SMS technology, it's evolved. It's not just letters and emoji anymore. You can watch videos, stream music, all within a text chain.
Except for that one buddy who's the green guy on your iPhone text chain. Except for him. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And now Scriber plans to tap this intimate, dynamic communication channel, the text message, to connect directly with superfans.
Now, there is one issue here, and it's that text is starting to feel a little spammy.
I checked my text this weekend. I had like 17 unread texts. They were all robo-texts.
Mr. Popular over there with a lot of robot friends.
Half of them are asking me to donate money. The other half is asking me to enter the 6-digit security code so that they know it's me.
Wells Fargo will never ask you to text us your password or social security number.
That's the other half of the text messages I have.
But the core idea of Scriber is that it's targeting superfans. It's not targeting everything.
It's targeting the superfans who are cool with the Jonas Brothers entering your fiercely protected text message inbox.
They're focusing on the 5% of Joe Bros who are willing to sing Burning Up every single day when they wake up.
They think this premium product will resonate with the 5% of genetics that want to be texted every day by Nick, Joe, and Kevin.
And get this, if just 1% of those 50 million Instagram followers of the Jonas Brothers pay this $5 a month subscription, Jack, what kind of numbers are we talking?
Big money. That would be 30 million a year. And that's why they want to expand this to be used by any creator.
We repeat, that would be 30 million bucks a year to be split between the Joni. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at the Jonas Brothers?
First, brands went direct to consumer. Now celebrities are.
Besties and Yetis, Jack and I have seen this pattern before. We've seen it in retail because consumer goods were always sold by a middleman.
The middleman was the physical store that controlled where the product was placed, where customers would find it, what the price would be, and then the physical store took a big cut of the deal.
Well, the Jonas Brothers are applying the same concept, but to digitally connecting with fans.
Why let Instagram's algorithm determine if that beautiful a cappella post gets seen by all the fans or not?
Jack, why let Apple take 30% cut of your super fan subscriptions?
Celebrities want to own the relationships directly, not let Instagram handle it. And text messages and phone numbers, that lets them do that.
So the Jonas Brothers, the way we see it, they're pioneering a new form of DTC.
Not direct to consumer, direct to creator.
For our second story, iRobot, they just admitted that their Roomba vacuums can't get any stronger.
Because the second half of innovation is always software.
iRobot. Robot. Not just a great name, not just a Will Smith classic, also founded on a college campus, MIT, 1990.
Yes, there's some concern about robots taking our jobs, Nick. There's no concerns about robots taking this job.
Our robot, they invented the Roomba. They have disrupted the dustpan.
Yeah, and there's no vacuumers guild that's like really angry about this development.
And this robot vacuum company, their stock soared 250% during the stay-at-home pandemic era.
I bought a Roomba. I brought my brother a Roomba.
You didn't buy me a Roomba. Very interesting to have that revealed on the podcast live, Jack.
You've always done
it. No, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. The last two quarters, though, for iRoomba have felt like my soul right now. They've been losing money and sales are shrinking.
Nick, you've always been a DIY kind of guy. Actually, no, you're not.
No, I'm not. In the meantime, Jack and I thought this change, this pivot from iRobot was kind of fascinating.
To restart growth at iRobot, they're not improving the Roomba's body. They're improving the Roomba's brain.
Exactly. They have announced a new software update that's going to solve consumer problems that the low-priced Roomba knockoffs can't handle.
Problem number one, my Roomba spread dog poop all over the floor. It was a nightmare.
There are some YouTube videos of this. It's not a pretty situation, but it's more common than you'd think.
So the new Roomba operating system, which just requires a software update, can identify and avoid solid pet waste.
It's a problem they needed to fix. But problem number two, you have to clean up your home before you can let the Roomba clean up your home.
It's so annoying because you know that if there's cords on the floor or like the rug ruffles are out, then those are going to get tangled up in the Roomba and it's going to cause a problem.
So basically, you need to clean up the floor so that your Roomba can clean up the floor. It's annoying from what I hear.
It's really frustrating. But with the new Roomba operating system, it'll creep around the baby toys and go past the cords instead of getting stuck on like a Lego.
But then there's problem number three, Jack.
Problem number three is when there's just one messy area. Just that one messy area has to get cleaned, not the entire first floor.
So the new Roomba software update means you can voice command your iRobot vacuum.
Hey, Roomba, clean up just the cookie crisp crumbs, which are just around the breakfast nook.
Yeah, Jack, it's like Alexa and Alfred the butler had a baby, and that baby is this new iRobot software update. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at iRobot?
The second half of innovation is always software.
Besties, Yetis, remember when phones were getting bigger and bigger and bigger?
Yeah. Every new iPhone had like two more cameras and two more square inches of screen. These were getting huge.
Yeah, the first decade of smartphone innovation was all about the hardware. Bigger, stronger, bigger, and bigger.
But the hardware plateaued. Like the phone shape is optimal now. And every phone has a similar battery, similar camera, similar chip, similar screen.
So what we're noticing is that the pendulum has swung. Now it's all about the software, not the hardware.
Better software is why Apple charges more for the iPhone than Google does for Android phones.
Yeah, well, iRobot thinks it's the same when it comes to vacuums.
The CEO of iRobot told The Verge, "The intelligence of our robots are going to be the primary differentiator of robots in the home."
For any tech gadget, the second half of innovation is always the software.
And now a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company, Market Snacks, into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, Viper, Top Gun just confirmed that big budget blockbusters can still put butts in seats.
But before you go to the theater, make sure to calculate your popcorn payoff.
Jack, if you give $11,000 to the U.S. Navy, what is that going to get you?
That's going to get you an hour in a fighter jet.
A fighter jet. That's what Tom Cruise literally did. We told you, Tom Cruise paid like $11,000 an hour to be in a fighter jet with the U.S. Navy.
And it looks like it was worth it. And so was the 2-year delay of premiering this movie. The movie's been ready for 2 years.
And this is all worth it because Top Gun Maverick just went full Iceman on the U.S. box office.
Top Gun Maverick brought in $165 million in box office sales over the opening weekend.
Not too shabby.
It's a record for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, and that's despite zero sales over in China. Because, Jack, how was Top Gun received in China?
It was banned there. Because this movie makes the U.S. military look pretty awesome.
But it thrived in the United States, all thanks to Gen X and boomers who just came out in droves, junior mints.
Apparently, it was older viewers who came back to watch the second telling of Top Gun. The first one was 1986.
If you're going
to
see Tom Cruise do a beach volleyball scene topless for a montage, we'll take it.
Now, what makes Top Gun's box office success even more impressive is the intense competition over the weekend from streaming.
All right, Jack, you want to share with me the decision anxiety you went through this weekend?
Hardest what-to-watch decision ever this past weekend.
Jack, on the one hand, you had Netflix, Stranger Things Season 4 premiered.
You also had Disney Plus premiering the Obi-Wan Kenobi movie.
Oh, wait, let me mess with your head a little more. You also had HBO Max with the new Secrets of Dumbledore.
Stranger Things, Star Wars, and Harry Potter.
How about the NBA and NHL playoffs, too? How about you throw those in, Jack?
How about the Indy 500? How about 200 miles per hour?
I'm not even, Jack, I'm putting the microphone down. I'm not even going to watch. I'm just going home. I'm not going to watch. I'm reading a book.
Top Gun faced blue chip schmovie and live TV competition all weekend and still hit a home run.
All that streaming material gave you a reason to stay home, and yet millions went to see Tom Cruise's timeless dimples in the theaters.
The G-forces reverse the aging process, Nick.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway that's writing checks your body can't cash?
Before going to the theater, you have to calculate your popcorn payoff.
Besties, the Top Gun 2 success, it shows that blockbusters still have a place in theaters.
But overall, box office sales are still down 40% this year compared to pre-pandemic 2019.
Well, that's because consumers like you and us are making a new calculation. We only go to the theater if there's an expected high payoff.
You're not going to your local AMC 25 just because it's Friday night. Like maybe you used to.
You're only going if you're very excited about a very specific movie.
You're only going if it's a sure thing movie that's premiering. Anything else doesn't pass the popcorn payoff.
If it doesn't have that Tom Cruise montage, then you're not dropping $17.50 on junior mints.
It's the low risk, high payoff movies that get you to the theater. And it's the big name brands we're talking about.
Superheroes and superstars. No superhero, no superstar. Straight to streaming. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
The Jonas Brothers just launched Scriber, a platform for texting superfans.
It's a new kind of DTC, direct to creator.
For our second story, iRobot thinks its Roomba body is as good as it's going to get.
Because the second half of innovation, it's always the software.
The third and final story is Top Gun 2. It just broke box office records for Memorial Day weekend.
Because if you're going to a theater, you got to calculate the popcorn payoff. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Mark Garza from lovely Austin, Texas.
Tornadoes aren't just a weather phenomenon. Yeah, tornadoes are an American weather phenomenon.
Get this, 75% of the world's tornadoes occur in the United States.
Yeah, Tornado Alley. There are like two movies from our childhood all about this.
Helen Hunt could tell you all about it. The twisters that develop outside the United States, they're also like smaller and weaker than the ones here in the U.S.
The reason the U.S. has so many tornadoes, it actually all comes down to the Gulf of Mexico.
It does, yeah. Like the winds and the storms that spawn in the Gulf, that leads to twisters up in the United States.
By the way, later this week, we may do a story all about the Weather Channel.
Yeah, the streaming Weather Channel.
Which is the most opened app on my iPhone.
Besties and Yetis, if you have the best fact yet, actually, especially if you've got a Pride Month best fact yet, Jack and I want to hear it. In fact, we want to get your voice on the pod.
That's right. We got a link in the episode description. You can send us a voicemail. We would love to hear it on the pod.
Your mom leaves you voicemails, you leave us a voicemail.
Even if your voicemail is just like, hey, Nick and Jack, I wanted to just say hi.
We love your voice. You hear ours every day.
Nick and I will see you tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Hey,
And before we go, congratulations to Tim and Dana Maloney, who just had their first baby girl, Michaela June, over in San Francisco.
And congrats to Nick Glover, who's graduating from his emergency medical residency.
And Dr. Jack Jang just got a new job as chief medical officer, also in San Francisco.
All the best to Alejandra Monroy, who's recovering from COVID. Feel better down in Atlanta.
And Andres Gonzalez just got promoted over in Paris, France.
Congrats to Haley Yu, who just got a new job at Pinterest.
And Brandon and Karina Griffith are moving from Utah to North Carolina.
Congrats to Miles and Taylor, moving to Denver.
And mid-kid Kevin Naharro just got a new job in Salinas.
Happy birthday to Fernanda Neves in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
And David Hirano, happy birthday down in Memphis, Tennessee. Get some BBQ.
Happy birthday to Tejas Nair in Kipps Bay, New York City.
And Mike Grisades, happy birthday over in St. Louis. Also get some barbecue.
Happy birthday to Anand Goyal in Santa Clara, California. And to anyone else celebrating something today, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney and Netflix, and Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Robinhood.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers.
Uh-uh.
Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off, and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy. And choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
Remember when phones were getting bigger and bigger and bigger? Bigger? Your cue. I'm like, line. They're like, Nick, just say bigger one more time. Bigger.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.